Hi there, everyone, and welcome to our Tongue Wrench Chakra Balancing conference call this evening. It's kind of fun watching people come on the line. All it says is where you're calling from, like Georgia or Vermont or California. So it's kind of fun watching people call in. Anyway, welcome. While people are still getting on the line, there's still some people coming onto the call right now. I'll make a couple quick announcements, and then we'll jump in to our phone call tonight. Let's see, the couple of quick announcements. One, my first book called Tongue Wrench Chakra Balancing, which has been out for quite some time, is available on Amazon as a through Kindle. And for right now, I'm offering it for the bargain price of 99 cents. So if you're curious to know more about Tongue Wrench Chakra Balancing, it's a great read, it's quick, it's light, and it's really informative. So this is a good opportunity to download it while it's still available at a discounted rate. That's number one. Number two, the second announcement is that my second book called Balance Your Chakras, the Tongue Wrench Chakra Balancing Book of Affirmations, is available. It is not yet available on Amazon, but it is available through me. So if that is something you'd like more information about, you can contact me or through the website, www.trcbhealing.com, and that will be announced officially. That will be up on the website shortly. Let's see. I'm just seeing if people are still coming on. And I guess I have one other announcement, and then we'll get started. The third announcement is that I'm going to be hosting an energy healing workshop for people who are interested in learning energy healing skills to share with family and friends. It's going to be a really powerful workshop. It's going to be in Amherst on March 4th and 5th, and that will be up on the website as well. And I'll be sending out announcements about that in the near future. So those are my three announcements. My books are available, and there's going to be a workshop happening in March. And I'll be sending out information about all that through my newsletter, and it will be available on the website as well. Alrighty, looks like people are pretty much on now. Great, so I think we'll jump right in. The way this call is going to work, for those of you who are new to the call, is that we will begin with about a 10-minute guided meditation. And then from there, we'll do the group healing. And at the very end, I'll open up the line in case anyone has any feedback or if there was an affirmation that spoke to you that you would like to share or an insight you'd like to share, there'll be space to do that at the end. And if there is something like an affirmation that speaks to you, you may want to jot it down so that you don't forget it. And it can be helpful to share at the end. It helps sink in what just happened on the call. So thank you once again for joining me this evening. It's great to have you all on the line. We have a good turnout, and there'll be a lot of healing energy available for all of us. The call will probably be about 40 minutes. Alrighty. So if you're sitting up, you can sit up. If you're laying down, you can lay down. I'm just making sure everything's situated here. I'd like to begin by having you put your hands on your heart. And if you like, you can breathe into your heart chakra and exhale through your heart chakra, taking a second breath in through the heart chakra and exhaling out through the heart chakra. Continuing to breathe in and out through the heart chakra. And I'd like to, you can keep your hands on your chest if you like, or you can put them down by your side. And I'd like to begin with the affirmation, I love myself. I appreciate myself. I value myself. I forgive myself. I love myself. I appreciate myself. I value myself. And I forgive myself. And take a moment now to send love and kindness to yourself. And the first question that comes to mind as my attention is focused inward is to ask yourself, I'll ask myself, you can ask yourself, what is it that you need from me today? Just ask your own heart, your own spirit, what is it that you need from me at this time? And take a moment just to listen. What do you need from yourself today? What might change if you loved yourself more? What might be different in your life? And you can take a moment and ask yourself that question too. Ask your heart, what might be different? What would I be doing differently if I was kinder to myself? And now you can affirm or just let my words wash over you. But just direct the energy to yourself. You can affirm, I love you. I care about you. And I want to treat you really well. I love you. I value you. I appreciate you. I forgive you. And I'm going to treat you really well. I'm going to ask you every day, what do you need from me? What can I do for you today? I believe in you. I believe in you. I have confidence in you. And what would it be like to be your own cheerleader? To tell yourself that which you wish to hear from others? So often we want validation or approval from others when really we can give that to ourselves. So I love you. I believe in you. You can do this. You can do this. You are strong. You are courageous. You are powerful. You can do this. Moving your awareness now to the throat chakra. I am filled with confidence. I am filled with confidence. I am confident in myself, and I am confident that Spirit is working with me to manifest what I need. I am confident that Spirit is working with me to manifest what I need. I am confident in myself, and I am confident that I never work alone. Moving to the third eye, located in the center of the forehead, I am wise. I am wise. I am a wise decision maker. Crown chakra. I trust that Spirit is working with me to manifest what I need. I trust that I am never alone. Powerful beings of light are all around me. Divine favor follows me wherever I go. I am open to the miraculous. I experience miracles every day. Take a moment and reflect on your day today for a moment. And ask yourself, what miracle happened today that perhaps I didn't notice or take in deeply enough? And just let something come to you, something about your day that you may not have taken in deeply enough. And now, I'd like you to become aware of all the space above the top of your head, going up, up, up into the heavens. Just feeling all that space above the top of your head. And now this time, imagining that you're in space and feeling all the space around your body in space, becoming aware of all that empty space around you in space. Connecting now with that part of you that is unlimited, that part of you that is not limited to a body. Feeling all that space around you in space. Connecting with this vastness, merging into the oneness now. Becoming one with all of life. Feeling this expanded energy all around you. Feeling this space, this empty space all around you in space. Connecting with this part of you that isn't limited to a body. Becoming pure consciousness, pure awareness now. Connecting with your expanded self. Feeling yourself expanding. Becoming unlimited, vast, connecting with that part of you that is infinite and eternal. Sitting in this vast and expanded energy now. Continuing to feel all this space around you in space. When you focus on the empty space, it helps to balance your brain chemistry and stimulate unity consciousness or unity awareness. We are one. We are one. Perhaps we are an infinite expanded being, exploring human limitation and exploring being in a human body. But our true identity is infinite, expanded, vast, and unlimited. And the more you can connect with this place within you that is unlimited, the more you will have access to the unlimited. So connect now with the vastness of who you truly are. And as you sit in this vast and expanded energy, I'm going to do a healing for the group. I'll be tapping with my Tongren hammer on a Tongren doll. I'll be going through the chakras. And I'll be saying an affirmation for each chakra. And all you need to do is sit back and take in the energy. The theme for today is going to be power, confidence, courage, and strength. And I think I'm going to do some tapping on some body points too, just to strengthen our physical bodies as well. And as I tap, I'm releasing blockages in our collective body. So we can direct the Tongren towards one person or towards a group. And when we direct it towards a group, it helps to release everyone's blockages. So as we tap, we're flooding the body with healing energy and releasing blockages. So I'm going to tap on C2 for emotional balance. And then I'm going to go down the entire spinal column, flooding the spinal column with light and healing energy, feeling your spine becoming strong now. Your whole spinal column filling with light and healing energy, your vertebrae being healed, your spine being healed. L2 for vitality and strength, and for the energy that you need for a complete healing today. And then crown chakra. I am filled with positivity. I am filled with positivity. I expect the best possible outcome. I expect the best possible outcome. I am open and expanded. As I expand my idea of what is possible, I help to bring it in. As I expand my idea of what is possible, I help to bring it in. And feel yourself opening and expanding now. Feel your thoughts becoming more expansive and light-filled. Your idea of what is possible expanding now. Third eye, I am a genius and I apply my wisdom now. I am a genius and I apply my wisdom now. Throat chakra. I am confident. I am filled with confidence. Every cell of my body is filled with confidence. I embody an I can do this attitude, regardless of what it is. I can do what I've come here to do. And I can learn what I've come here to learn. I can do this. I can do this. I can do this. I am filled with confidence. I am filled with confidence. I know that I never work alone. Powerful beings of light are all around me. I am powerful, and powerful beings of light are all around me. I am powerful, and powerful beings of light are all around me. I am confident, and I am powerful. I am confident, and I am powerful. I am confident, and I am powerful. Heart chakra, I am filled with courage. I am courageous. I am courageous. I am filled with courage. I have a brave heart. My love propels me through my fears. Which reminds me of a story. It does. So I'll tell the story really briefly while I'm tapping and sending healing energy to the heart chakra. I was in a restaurant, and the owner of the restaurant had recently had a baby, and she was from Taiwan, I believe, and her mother flew from Taiwan to help her daughter and to be with the baby, and her mother had never flown before and was deathly afraid of flying, but she makes me teary thinking of it, you know. Courage is in the heart chakra, and love propels us through our fears. So this mother was a perfect example. She was terrified of flying, refused to fly her whole life, and in her late 60s or early 70s got on an airplane to come see, makes me teary, to see her grandchild, so, and her daughter. So that's an example of how love can propel us through our fears. So I am courageous. My love of life, of people, of humanity, propels me through my fears. I am filled with courage. I am filled with courage. Solar plexus, I am filled with depth. I am filled with depth. I am filled with depth. I am an old soul and I run deep. I am filled with depth. Identity chakra, I know who I am. I know who I am. I know who I am and I need no validation. I know who I am and I know what to do. I know who I am and I know what to do. I am strong. I am strong. I am strong. Identity, base chakra. I am vast. I am eternal. I am infinite. I am unlimited. And therefore I am safe. I am spirit temporarily on the earth. I am spirit, therefore I am safe. I am vast. I am eternal. I am infinite. I am unlimited. And I am safe. and kidney one for peace. So let's take a moment now and sit in this new alignment, feeling the strength of your spirit, feeling the courage that lies within you, feeling your power and your confidence. There is a place within you that is confident and strong. There is a place within you that is powerful. Allow the power of your spirit to come forward now. Allow the confidence that lies within you to come forward now. Allow your strength to come forward. Allow the courage that lies within you to come forward now. You are powerful. You are courageous. You are confident. And you are strong. You are powerful. You are courageous. You are confident. And you are strong. And I'm going to bring in a frequency of light now to intensify the feeling of power, confidence, courage, and strength. I'm going to turn up the volume on your confidence, turn up the volume on your power, turn up the volume on your strength and your courage so that you can access this confidence, courage, power, strength more easily in your everyday life. And so that I can access it more easily as well. And now I'd like to send light to the group. Gold light is the color of the enlightened individual. The gold light is going to fill you with whatever it is you need tonight. If you need more confidence, the gold light is going to fill you with confidence. If you need more self-love, the gold light is going to fill you with self-love. If you need healing, it's going to fill you with healing. More emotional balance. The gold light will bring you emotional balance. Or all of the above. So open now to receive the light. I am open to receive. I am open to receive. I am open to receive. And allow the light of spirit to bring you whatever healing it is that you need this evening. Whether it's a healing you know you need, or whether it's something you don't even know you need. And I'm going to open to the light myself. And the light of spirit is going to shine down upon all of us, bringing each one of us the healing that we need this evening. I am open to the light. I am open to the light. I am open to healing. I am open to love. I am open to abundance. I experience healing. I experience abundance. I experience love. I experience the light. And let's take a moment and sit in the light together before we open up the line. When you're ready, you can slowly bring your attention back to the room around you. And one other just quick announcement is that these calls are recorded, and we do have a subscription service. It's $9.99 a month. You would have access to tonight's call and actually all the calls from the past. I believe there's probably at least 15 other calls. So it's a great deal. You can stop it and start it whenever you like, but it's there for you if you would like to have access to the recordings. So I've opened up the line, and I just like to take a moment to see if anyone has anything they want to share from tonight's call, an affirmation that spoke to you, or an experience you had, or just anything, really. So sometimes people have a lot to say, and sometimes there isn't too much to say, but I'll just give a moment to see if anyone has anything they'd like to say. Oops, I've got to turn up the volume so I can hear you. Hold on. Okay, now my volume's on.
Thank you, Haley.
You're welcome.
It's Bonnie.
I figured.
Did you get my message about Lynette wanting the subscription thing?
Yes, I'll give her a call. I was kind of waiting for her to call me.
Okay.
Okay, great. Anyone else have anything they want to share? Well, oh, yes, hi. Well, I think we're a quiet group tonight. I don't think anyone has anything they want to share. So I'll say thank you for joining us on the call this evening. Feel free to check out the website, www.trcbhealing.com. We generally meet the last Tuesday of every month. So I will send out an official email about that in January. So unless there's any final thoughts or questions, I think I will say good night and thank you once again for joining me on the call. There was a lot of good energy, and I hope that you're feeling the strength and the light from the call. And I look forward to joining with you again next month. You're welcome. Have a good evening.
Thank you.
You as well, Haley.
Yes, thank you.